Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If it wasn't a legitimate temptation, it wouldn't be in here. He was tempted to do this. So we better take this seriously and see what was going on here. He said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they'll bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Well, he quoted it right. So what's the problem? Now, we're getting into something here. Can you believe with me for the next few minutes on this? Jesus responded by saying what? It is written again. It's also written. You shall what? You shall not tempt the Lord your God. So apparently if he had done this, he would have been tempting God. Tempting God. And he refused to do it. For one thing, you don't want to be following the devil's directions, no matter how many scriptures he quotes. But what is the temptation? I know as a teenager, I first began to find out some things about the Word and faith, and God began to be real to me. And I actually told a family member this. I think I was, must have been 14 or 15, maybe something like that. I said, now I just believe if a person had faith, that even if you're out in the middle of the street and you stand in front of a truck coming at you, and if you had faith, God would protect you, it couldn't hurt you. Does that sound similar to this? Now see, I'm thinking it shows faith. If a man really had faith, if a woman really had faith, you could prove it. You could demonstrate it. Basically, what you're saying in that case, I mean, here comes a Mack truck coming straight at you. And if you really had faith, you'd do nothing. You'd just stand there and trust God to protect you. And now we're going to find out, do you really believe this or not? You hear the angle? Why would this have been a temptation to Jesus? He believes this. He believes he has angels. He believes that they are well able and they will swoop him up and pick him up lest he hurt even his toe. He believes this. He does have faith. And the temptation is, prove it. If you really believe it, prove it. Did you hear that phrase? If you really believe it, prove it. This is the devil talking. What did Jesus say? Did he try to convince the devil he did believe it? That he did have faith. That this was not just imaginary. That the angels were real. And they would pick you up. They would catch you. Did he try to convince him of any of that?
No,
or that he did really have faith?
No.
He wasn't afraid to jump off the pinnacle. No. Listen, my friend. You got nothing to prove to the devil.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
He's not your Lord. Has no part nor lot in your life. And you are not called to prove the Word to other people. And to prove that you have faith to other people. Why would you be? Where did it say in the scripture, prove to other people that you have faith? Let's say you did. Let's say you accomplished it. You proved to everybody, all your unbelieving kinfolks and your unbelieving neighbors, you proved to them that you have faith. Now what are they convinced of? That you have faith, and they're impressed with your faith. You. Is that God's main objective?
No.
Is to get glory to you?
No.
And to have people walking around town going, I'm telling you what, that Mo's got faith. I saw him. I'm telling you what, he's got faith. She's got faith. They've got faith. I'm telling you. What does that accomplish?
Nothing.
Does it really glorify God?
No.
That people are impressed with you?
No.
And your faith? Now, there's some subtle stuff going on here, or else Jesus wouldn't have been tempted. Wouldn't even have been a temptation to him. But it was. Every one of these was a temptation to him. It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to yield to the temptation. To give in to it. He was tempted in all points. Just like us, the Bible said. In every point and way that a man, a human being has ever been tempted, Jesus was tempted. In anything you've ever been tempted to do, he was tempted to do. I know that sounds hard to believe, but the Bible says it. The difference is, he never yielded to it. Proving you and I don't have to. Because he did it as a man. He didn't do it as God. He did it as a man. With no unfair advantage over you or I. Proving you don't have to yield. But on this occasion, he was pulled. He was tempted to do this. But by revelation, he said, no. It's also written. It's written again. You don't tempt God. You don't tempt God. Say that out loud.
Don't
you don't tempt God. Turn with me to Proverbs 27. I'd like to go further tonight with this. I believe this is really important. I've seen a lot of folks make a lot of mistakes in these areas. It can be a combination of pride and ignorance. You've heard stories of people that did foolish things in the name of faith, haven't you? So-and-so throwed away their medication and died. So-and-so throwed away their reading glasses and drove and had a wreck and got killed. These kind of things have happened. So-and-so did this. And so-and-so did what? Trying to prove they believe this. Trying to prove to God that God knows what you believe.
Amen.
He knows your thoughts are far off and every word before you say it. He knows whether you believe or you don't. And people get caught up in trying to prove that I believe this word and prove to somebody else. It's error. It's wrong. Let me tell you this story of my father in the faith, Brother Hagin, told about some men he knew of. This is back, this would have been in the 30s, I guess. A couple of guys had gone into this neighboring city and place and bought a bunch of handles, hoe handles, axe handles, wooden handles. And they had been cut and they were green and they were nice and they're in the wagon. They had a wagon and some horses or mules, whatever it was, and they got them a whole load of these handles and they're going to bring them back and sell them and make a profit. It's their business. Well, they traveled all day and got in late at night and they laid down And in the middle of the night, or there's already late when they went to bed, but I guess it's early morning or whatever, they woke up and it's thundering and it's raining. And one of the guys said to the other one, he said, "Man, it's raining. It's raining." Guy said, "Yeah." He said, "It's raining on our handles." He said, "Oh yeah." He said, "They'll get wet. And when the sun comes out in the morning, sounds like it can warp them." And the guy said, "Well, let's just believe God that they don't warp." So they prayed, real short prayer because they were real sleepy. Been traveling all day, you know. "Oh God, protect our handles. Don't let them warp." And so they went off to sleep. And it rained and rained and rained. And then the sun came out that morning. Well, they got in so late, they slept late. And they got up and went out to their wagon. And all of them were warped. Their hoe handles, their axe handles, their shovel handles, they're all warped. And they're upset. One guy said, "I don't understand it. We prayed. We asked the Lord to keep these from warping. And why didn't he do it?" Wrong question. I said, wrong question. Even in their fatigued state, the Lord woke them up. They realize it's raining. He brought it to their awareness that the sun could come out on those wet handles and dry them and warp them. Made them aware of it. They got opportunity to do something about it. But no, they're going to pray and believe God. Now, this kind of thing has happened with so-called faith people again and again and again. And people act confused, like, "I don't understand, why didn't God do this, or why didn't he keep this from happening?" It's tempting God. It's pride. It's ignorance. Are you with me now? People try to make everything spectacular. And instead of following the Lord's warnings and leadings and guidings, they try to make him adapt to the way they want it to happen spectacularly.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Protection and Presumption," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204J. That's R-1204J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.